Welcome, welcome to SLWV with myself, Danny Van Billy, and I am so, so excited to be on the show today. And wow, we have a conversation to have. It's not one of those straightforward ones, but I think it's a convo that is so important for our times because we want to be theologically sound, okay? And being theologically sound sometimes sounds like pushing scripture to what we think God can do. And what I mean by that is this, you know, we know God does not heal all the time, right? But we also need to be so careful that we don't make that the standard. You know, where we are basically telling people, don't have an expectation of healing because God does not heal all the time. Does God heal? Well, a lot of us would say, yes, he does. But do we believe God heals? That becomes another question. Do you believe God heals the person next door or when you're out doing street outreaches? You know, when you see the homeless man on the street and you ask him, can I pray for you? But do you do the same when your child is sick? Are you hearing me? Like, there are these gray lines where we are treading on them. We want to speak about a healing God, but do we still believe that God heals? So, I am going to investigate this conversation with you. I want your participation because we don't believe on SLWV that it's a one-way convo. We don't want up-down conversations. We want us together as the body of Christ to talk. Our WhatsApp number is 071-364-0376. The topic is, does God still heal? I'm going to play you a song. And when I come back from that song, there's a testimony on healing that if you miss, it's your fault. Yeah, do not miss this testimony, no matter what you do. Even if you're going to sit in your car just a few more minutes, you need to hear it because this is a healing caught on camera. And I promise you, if this does not tell you what God can still do in our time and age, then I don't know what will. Gracie Cherry with More Than Enough. You on SLWV with myself, Danny Van Billy. Do not change the dial. The conversation we are having today is, does God still heal? Now, to answer you, we're going to go all the way to America, where a senior pastor of the First Baptist Church in Brandon, Texas, Pastor Dwayne Miller, who used to use his voice to glorify the Lord, came into a complete shock when something as simple as the flu stole his voice. Now, the pastor spent so much money over 3 years, and I've got it listed here. He went to 63 specialists, more than 200 doctors, trying to figure out how to get his voice back. And guess what? None of it worked. They tried, and his voice was just not coming back. But one day, he was invited to preach, and he honestly didn't want to preach because he said, I don't have a good voice. I don't sound good. In fact, he was almost losing his faith in the season, and he really had to see God again. And when he put his faith in God, he was preaching one day, and let me not spoil it for you. Here we go.
God. So great is his love for those who fear him. That's what I sounded like, and that's what it felt like in my throat
for the next 3 years of my life.
Hallelujah. I mean, isn't that just absolutely amazing? That as he was preaching, and what he was saying is, God doesn't always heal, right? And we can't just promise everyone that they'll be healed. Yet the Lord healed him publicly. More than 200 people were present. It's recorded. Now, when I'm asking, does God still heal? I am asking you, are we still seated in that position of faith? Beloved, do not change the dial. When we come back, we are about to go deep. You're on SLWV with myself, Pastor Danny Vambilly, and my thoughts are really being not just challenged, you know, but being brought up to the biblical standard. I played you this testimony, you know, because it's an experience I experienced myself. And even my healing was also caught on video. You know, it was a time in my life where it felt like I was going blind. You know, I was losing my sight. You know, I thank God it's all recorded. You know, we're going to see the right specialist. And, you know, I went from having good eyesight to, you know, really struggling at night. The lights were too bright. You know, a lot of things were happening. And I found myself with prescription glasses. Now, here's the sad part. And I hate to admit this in front of the whole of Pretoria and those of you tuning in London, those of you who come in from all over the world. I was not in that moment praying for the restoration of my eyesight. Why? I was presented with the medical facts. You know, so we're seeing the optometrist. I was making sure the frames looked nice, that the glasses fit my style, you know. And man, the optometrist was a very kind person who, you know, was working with me. But I wasn't praying for the healing of my eyesight. Now, though I wasn't praying for myself to be healed, the Lord threw a spanner in the works. He'd asked me to pray for people online during lockdown. And on that particular day, he laid it on my eyes, or on my heart store, sorry, though it landed on my eyes, to pray for people with eyesight problems. Now, this video is recorded. I'm praying for people with eyesight problems. And while praying, it almost felt like my vision was getting worse. I removed the glasses I had on, and I continued praying. And because everything looked good, I continued praying and didn't realize I'd gotten healed. But I was healed. And since 2020 till today, I don't wear glasses anymore. Yet, it happened while I was praying for other people to be healed, not necessarily myself. Now, I'm saying this to say, if I, as someone who is a pastor, was not having faith for my own eyes to be healed because, you know, the medical facts were present, how many of you as believers are embracing whatever the situation is and you've not considered praying for yourself? Now, what I loved about the testimony we played you with Pastor Dwayne Miller, he wasn't necessarily even preaching that God heals. Are you hearing me? But the Lord interrupted and healed him publicly. So, we are sitting. We want to be theologically sound Christians. We don't want to sound like, you know, we are extremists, or, you know, we are exaggerating the things of the Bible. I'm doing that voice to, you know, to mimic how we sound sometimes. You know, we want to be theologically sound. You know, my brother, don't just expect God to heal you all the time. But are we still faith-believing Christians? Is it still okay to have faith that God can heal me in a church and not be looked at as crazy? Hey, how many of us, the medical aid is more important than the laying on of hands? Now, there's nothing wrong with medical aid. You better have your medical aid. I'm just asking, does God still heal? 071-364-0376. I want to hear from you. You can send us a voice note. Try to keep it within a minute or a minute, 30 seconds. But this is a convo we need to have as the church. Are we still teaching faith? You're on SLWV with myself, Danny Van Billy, standing in for myself and my lovely wife, Letitia Van Billy. We are going straight into your messages, and this is what you had to say. Marius, take it away.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. For then absolutely nothing is going to happen. You must have a blessed day, family. Cheers and out here from Marius.
Good morning, Danny. I believe we should continue believing for whatever we trust in God for. We should never lose hope and never give up. We must pray continually. I believe even if you have like a time when you are taking chronic medication or you are on any medication, you can continue and believe God for healing, and for sure one day you really find that you are completely restored, because God is faithful. Sometimes it's a miracle and it happens instant, but sometimes it's a journey as He's working on us as well. Thank you.
That was from Beatrice. Rudolph said,
yeah, your story sounds like Abraham's when God told the king, go and ask Abraham to pray for your woman's wombs to be open. And when he prayed, then, yeah, Sarah became pregnant. Interesting.
Thank you so much, Rudolph. Yeah, it felt like it. You know, that Abrahamic moment where you praying for others, but it's the prep for yourself. Magdalena said,
hi, Danny. I have a testimony of God's healing. In 2020, I was diagnosed with cancer. It's already done.
Wow. Man, how beautiful it is, you know, to dive into this topic. Does God still heal? And hear from you. Just to hear from you. As the believers in Pretoria, wherever you're tuning in from, that God is still doing the same thing, that we still need to be preaching the word of faith. Now, let's go deeper into this convo. My next question is our modern day theology allowing us to embrace the walk of faith? Yeah, and don't give me Christianese answers. I want you to look at your own situation and really interrogate, you know, have you become your provider? Is it still God? You know, is your healing or not just your healing, healing itself, is it within reach or is it out of reach in the lifestyle you are living? Because we need to know, do we still believe in a God that heals? We hang out together here on SLWV with myself, Danny Van Billy, and it is just so beautiful to know that God is not dependent on our theology to heal. As I say this, I'm going to take you into a situation we were dealing with, surprisingly, last night. I didn't plan on talking about this, but we had heard that a certain lovely pastor was not well, and sometimes when you hear such things, you want to call, you want to support, but the Lord said, no, do not accept the sickness, call them and pray, pray, doesn't matter the distance, doesn't matter where they are, but pray. So the day before, in preparation, because it was something the Lord revealed to us that is generational, we sent her a book that deals with the spirit of death. And she just had to work through it, just renounce and denounce anything that could have been there that is actually standing from a legal point of view. All right. Now, once she did that, we came in the next day and we were a team of four. We all fasted that day, and man, we just went in and we're praying, and immediately her legs, where she couldn't walk, they started getting a bit hot and the Holy Spirit was manifesting. To cut a long story short, by the end of the session, she was healed. She said, I'm not feeling these things anymore. And again, I went home thinking, how have we... Now, remember, I'm not pointing at her. I'm talking about us as the pastors. Because as I shared with you earlier, with my eyes, I was not seeking healing. Instead, because facts are presented, it's easier to accept the sickness. And so we sit here, and I want to ask you and I to revisit our situation that has to do with sickness. And we need to ask ourselves, have we been theologically persuaded to not necessarily trust God for healing? Are you hearing me? To not necessarily trust God for healing. Maybe we can trust God for financial provision. We can trust God for jobs. We can trust God for healing for other people, because that's easier, But are we aware of God's love for us? That God is willing. He is willing. He is the same. He has not changed. And sometimes I think of Lazarus, because, in my situation, I'm feeling like Lazarus, because I was praying for other people and I get healed. Now, why am I saying Lazarus? Because Lazarus wasn't having faith to come back from the dead. Lazarus was dead. When you're dead, you're dead. But Jesus showed up on Lazarus's behalf. So as we investigate this, this topic, we need to ask ourselves if we are still open to Jesus showing up in the situation, even where we have given up on being healed. Maybe it's taken some time, like we heard in the voice notes earlier. Maybe it looks daunting. And all the facts are saying, hey, sit down. God has better things to do. Because some of us think that, you know. Maybe the children in Africa need food. And yeah, I'm being sarcastic. You know? Yeah, the children in Africa need food, so not me. But the Lord is concerned with the one sheep that is not well. That one sheep today is you. And He wants to heal you. He wants to be Abba. Not just your provider, but your provision. I'd like to ask you to stay tuned. We have a very important interview coming up next. For now, Anna Wilson, 316. Josh Baldwin, The Power of His Love. You are on SLWV with myself, Danny Van Billy. You know what? This backtrack sounds a bit too slow for what we're about to do. We need this one. Yeah, we need some vibe because I am being joined in by a man who is from the lineage of Lazarus, Eric Postumus.
I'm back, baby.
Welcome back, Eric. Please explain to them why you're from the lineage of Lazarus.
So my surname is Posthumus, which means after death.
You see?
And it just means that nothing can stop God's plans. He will go on even if people have expired. His plans and mission have not expired.
Yeah.
He'll go on from generation to generation.
Doesn't it make sense that you'd be the person called to head up Godly Revolution?
For sure. Let's bring it back.
He is resurrecting the revolution.
Oh yeah.
Well, if you're listening and you don't know what is Godly Revolution and why we're so excited, Eric, tell them, what is Godly Revolution?
Yeah, I'd say it's South Africa's biggest youth event in aim to celebrate Youth Day. But it's a day of prayer, praise and worship, reconnecting with God and reconnecting with the youth and the people around you. So always very close to Youth Day. And we would always have South Africa's greatest Christian artists and bands and messages that would change lives forever.
If you've never attended a Godly Revolution event before, I don't care how old you are, you better attend this one, okay? Yeah. Because those of us who have been around the block have honestly enjoyed the legacy of Godly Revolution. And I would like to ask you, for people listening now, who is it for? When you guys plan, who is it for?
We would definitely aim at the high school young people and also students. But, I mean, these days, even people who grew up in the 80s, they enjoy a good beat. They enjoy good music. And so parents can join. They'll just sit on top at the gallery. And the young people are in the bottom. We won't now call it a mosh pit, but in the place where they jump and jive and praise God and just enjoy themselves and dance and just enjoy the goodness of God. Right.
Wow, that sounds like a family fun day.
Yeah.
With the parents, you'll be up there somewhere, you know, and the young people, you can be on fire, all right?
For sure.
Who's the lineup?
Yeah.
What can we expect?
So we've got all the way from Jeffreys Bay. We've got CJ, who is part of the legends from those days.
Yeah. CJ's going to be there.
Yeah, we're bringing him in, man.
Okay, and I think I'll be in the front with the youngsters jumping.
For sure.
I'll leave my children upstairs.
Yeah, swap around.
Let's swap it.
And then also from those days, Arnold De Wet, really good. And he's still in there making awesome, awesome music. And then we've got some of the new generation people. We've got DJ Maestro. He did last year as well. Really remixing awesome famous Christian music.
Wow.
Then some church bands. We've got the Youth Fest Band. They are compiled of all the big churches in the city of Pretoria with their best musicians. We've got the Unite 180 Band, and I've seen them in action. These guys are bringing it, man.
Sure.
And then also Fusion Band. My son Bernard, he's going to be the MC, and I tell you, he's got ADHD for Jesus. He's just so much ADHD energy. He's bringing it. And then One Crown. Those guys are from Potch, all the way from there. A really good rock band with great, great new Christian music for the people. And a new artist now on the block is Jade River. Really a beautiful voice. I think we must try and send her for a live interview with her guitar. That voice is
Jade
just,
River.
Yeah, it's just flowing so like a river, that voice.
Are you going to talk to her? She just come sing for me in studio, right?
Oh, my man. Once she starts, it's like the Pied Piper. People just follow and just they got drawn into that music. Yeah, it's really nice.
Wow. Now, I'm listening and I'm thinking, okay, this sounds good. I'd probably want a ticket, but no, I don't want to just attend. Can we attend as a group?
Oh, that's a fantastic idea. Yeah. So right now, any youth leader or people connected with a church youth leader, send them information about Godly Revolution, the website godlyrevolution.co.za, or grab your phone, the Impact Christian Radio Station WhatsApp number.
Yeah.
Just send the letters GR. You're going to get an autoresponder. You can even try it, Danny, if you want.
I'm going to try.
Send the letter GR. And what's that WhatsApp number for Impact?
Okay, I'm going to give you the WhatsApp number. It's 071-364-0376. I repeat, 071-364-0376. And we send GR.
Just those two letters, no spaces, no dots. And you'll get an autoresponder back with a link that takes you directly to Quicket, where you can book your tickets. And what the nice thing is, we're actually running it a bit early, but if you book in Block D, the very first thing on your ticket is a mom's taxi special. Now listen to how cool this is. You see, Jesus, he was also using the woman to hide his people. And so we want to ask the ladies, why don't you fill your car with the whole neighborhood kids? If your car can fill with six people, what happens is five kids get a paid ticket and you get a ticket for free. So buy five, get one free. That's the mom's taxi special. And mom, you go praise and worship there on the gallery, and the kids are just jumping and jiving.
I must say, I am a bit offended here, because the dads want to compete. Dads, I believe we can outdo the moms.
Oh yeah,
we can bring more people.
Let's do it.
To the Godly Revolution.
I tell you what, if I get a dad that brings more than 10 people, I'll personally on that evening give you a corporate gift from Godly Revolution, a cap or a t-shirt or something. So dad, game on. If you can do a dad's taxi and bring more than 10 people, I'm going to bless you on that evening. Just find me. You'll see me running around like crazy that night.
Actually, dads, if you are taking this challenge, you need to send that GR. Okay, to 071-364-0376. Let's outdo the moms. Dads are just better. We're cooler, man. That's just how it is.
And if I see this, Danny, he's got his island shirt. He's not just saying it, it's the truth. Eh?
It's the truth. if we want to get more information, maybe when we're done with the interview, where can they go?
Two important things. The one is go to our website, godlyrevolution.co.za. There's a contact us part and also a telephone number. Contact us there. Okay. Or Facebook, very much activity. Also Instagram and TikTok. So just find Godly Revolution. You'll see all the bands, all the announcements and everything. So follow us on social media.
Do you have contact details for the older people who just want to give you a call?
Yeah, very important. Especially Quicket. If they want to book tickets and they want to speak to someone that can help them book, it's a Cape Town number.
Okay.
Let me just quickly see if I can.
They are taking us to Cape Town. Do not stay in Cape Town. Guys, we love you here. Victoria's number one.
Yeah. But the reason why it's just the booking company is there, but obviously it even works there. I think what we'll do a bit later, I think I see, okay. I see it, I got it.
All right.
Cape Town, 021.
Yes.
And then 429308. If you got your pen or phone handy, just repeat 021 424-9308. And that is the Quicket Call Center. Ask them you want to book tickets for Godly Revolution. They will kindly assist you.
Now, before I let you run off, this is just from your heart. What do you want to see at this event?
Oh, there's a nice thing where people can ask God, could you do it again, please? Could you just do it again? The things we've seen in the early 2000s, then the event was 10,000 young people strong at Gallagher State in Midrand.
Yes.
We had Pretoria and Joburg crowds joining. Wow. And when that worship slot hit, to see 10,000 people with their hands in the air, surrendering to God, and then when we make that altar call to see those kids just breaking open before God, being filled with Him, and going back as transformed people, that's what I want to see. I want to see them meet with God just the way they are. Let them come the way they are. Doesn't matter how they look, feel, nothing. Just as they are, being filled with God and going back, transforming their schools, their cities, their places. In this time, I've met more than 10 young people that are now youth leaders and people in full-time ministry that were teenagers, and they gave their heart to God at that event.
Wow.
So I want to see it. I'm here for the generations. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
you are just getting my spirit going.
Yeah.
I think there is nothing more important than youth ministry.
Yeah.
It changes lives. It really changes life. We'll be praying for Godly Revolution. I want to encourage everyone listening. There's a young person you know who might be out of direction, who might be looking like, you know, things are just not right, you know? Why don't you take them to the Godly Revolution event on the 14th of June, 2024. It starts at 5 until 9 at Leuven de Woerd, right?
Yes.
Which is at number 72 Brumaria Road in Brumaria, which is really right here, just around the corner from the studio. So we look forward to seeing you there. I am so grateful for people like Eric who are looking after the future generation. Thank you. You guys are important and we need you.
Hey, Danny, thank you so much. I just feel so empowered today just spending time with you. Wow. I can run comrades and back now with this energy. It's been so blessed. And I think very important. Yeah, get your young people there, but also pray. Pray for them that God will restore them. Pray for them that they will not be held back and live in depression, fear, and anxiety, but that they will be filled with God. And I believe there's going to be an outpouring of God's Spirit on this generation, unlike we've seen before. We're going to see it.
Amen. 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 Eric, thank you. Godly Revolution, we'll be praying for the whole team. Even if you're not going, you better keep it in your prayers. I'll be watching, guys. Yeah. I can see.
Thanks, Danny.
Wow, Godly Revolution is back in town. I believe all of you will be heading there, taking the young people there. You know, I need to maybe share a testimony one day on just the power of events that cater to the youth, you know. But I will hold it for now. I believe I'm going to do a whole show where we can just have that convo. We're talking about God healing. And man, I don't know about you, but if there's anything that's available to me that is stamped by God, I want it. I don't want half of it. I don't want part of it. I want all of it, 101%. And this is why when I played you the testimony today, and I wanted to stir up our faith to grasp that God is still doing what he was doing in the past. And Pastor Dwayne Miller, you know, used his testimony. In fact, should I say he used it, or God used his testimony, just to give us a plain example. It was like show and tell. You know, you want to preach about getting healed, trusting God, whether you're being healed or not. Hey, here's the show and tell. You get healed on the spot. You know, someone asked for his name. It is spelled D-U-A-N-E space Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. And he lost his voice. God restored it. I played you the testimony. I played you the clip of it happening live. Just to say, God is still the same and he's doing miracles. Beloved, please do not accept any less. And that part is your choice. You know, we can't choose for you. No one can choose for you how much you accept from God. But please, please, I beg you, trust God for more. You know, accept that he's still the same God from yesterday who does miracles. Not little tiny little things, you know. For me, God is not my last option. He is the first option. We are talking from the heart. We are talking about this Jesus. Man, this Jesus we've all chosen to live with. And we will not be here without you, Jesus. As we talk about him and his ability to heal, I made the statement before leaving. And Nomava, let me just read your message. She said, Pastor Danny, I'm trusting in him now for a place to stay where I see how somehow I'm being challenged at this. Now, I have decided not to ask anyone, but to leave this for him. But my faith level requires more certainty at this, or more, I don't know what she meant, more sure at this. I'm agreeing with this when you say he is your first option. Oh, man. Nomava, let me speak from my heart. You know, many people, when we speak, we make the statement and we don't understand what we're saying when we said it. It goes like this. You know, I've tried everything. Now I'm just leaving it to God. Now I'm just leaving it to God. Can you guys please hear the sarcasm in my voice? Now I'm just leaving it to God. Yo, I promise you, there is nothing that insults my spirit. It makes my spirit cringe than those words. Because it makes God sound like this hopeless option that we take after we've really tried all the best options and our amazing selves, and God is this thing we leave it to as the last dying option. Yo. Mm-mm. Guys, please, if you've ever said those words, can you repent right now? I'm taking repentances. The Bible says, whatever we forgive, we pardon here on earth is forgiven in heaven. You know, 071-364-0376. We are going to repent, okay? God is not your last option, my brothers and sisters. He is your first option. And Nomava, when you're saying that, we have to agree. You know, if you did everything that you did and now you're just giving it to God, listen, you actually didn't start at the best place, okay? Leaving it to God is not your last option. That's where you are supposed to start. You're supposed to say, you know what, God, before I even do anything, lead me. Because you know best. You know the future. You know the past. You know the present. You can order my steps beyond whatever I can do in my life. But we've made God the last option. You know, maybe God will just... No, guys, please repent. Oh, man. You know, I love this show because we can be real. We can laugh even at the things where we've all gotten wrong. You know, and if I'm talking about it, it's because I've done it, you know. I was first in class of, yeah, now that I've tried, you know, we'll just see what God does. That's not faith. Mm-mm. That's not faith. But when you can acknowledge it and come back and say, okay, God, I've been making you my last option. Now I'm going to make you my first. We experienced this somewhere last year where God said to me and my wife, you know, even in your business, I am first. You don't live on your business. You don't depend on your income. I am your income. And boy, oh boy, you know, when you are in trouble and you can sit together as husband and wife and say, look, baby, we don't have a solution, but we know God does. Look, baby, our income is affected, but God's income is not. And then you see him move. Ooh, God makes plans that you could never make. Even if you were sitting with Elon Musk and you had Bill Gates next to him and Jeff Bezos and you guys decide to make your plan, God will outdo those plans by billions. And I mean billions. We trust the Lord. We can't close off such a show without praying. We can't close off such a show without praying. So anyone listening who is sick, anyone listening who needs a miracle, and you really need a miracle, 071-364-0376. Just send the word miracle. You don't have to go into details. Just say miracle. When I come back to close off, we are going to pray. I played you a clip. You heard the Lord doing a miracle. He's the same God today that he was yesterday. I'll be back.
Impact 105.
Wow. It is sadly almost that time for us to say goodbye. But man, do I not just love you guys. You know, when we gather like this, you know, and we have this approach where we come to the table together and we partake. You know, we are open with our weaknesses. We don't present a story, you know, of being so high up, you know, as even as pastors. But just saying, guys, let's go back to believing in this God of miracles. Man, that is life-changing. And it changes my life. Someone said, God's living presence is our greatest joy. His radiant presence helps us grow in strength, grace, and glory. I love the topic today. Chester, thank you so much for that. I'm seeing more. I'm going to draw tonight, miracle of today. We all going to draw in as well and just press into the Lord. So, Father God, we come to you trusting you that you are still a God who heals, that you are still the God who does miracles. Heal your children, provide for your children in the best way that you know how. Father, you are not our last option. You are not what happens after we've brought our best deeds on the table and they failed. Father, you are the first place we go to. You are able to do above and beyond what we can think and imagine. And Lord, I'm declaring this from my heart. I'm testifying to my brothers and my sisters who are listening right now that you are a faithful God. I have seen the hand of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh Lord, we're not speaking a pie in the sky, God, that we don't taste and see, but we are those who have tasted and we have seen that the Lord is good and his mercies endure it forever. That we have not seen the righteous forsaken here in the land of the living. So Father, we thank you that you have risen up our faith, that everyone listening is going to reopen themselves to the fullness of who you are and how you operate, which goes beyond our minds, beyond our emotions, and beyond our theologies. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to encourage all of you to walk in faith, receiving what we've prayed for. And man, if you are really sick, I want you to go and get tested and see the miracles that God has done in your life. You know, go get the doctor to show you, hey, Baba, you are not sick anymore. Hallelujah. You know, that's biblical. When Jesus prayed for the sick, he sent them, go to the priest, let them examine you so they can give you that clean, you know, bill of health. So we thank God for being the miraculous God. Rudolph said, we need to speak to our pastors, you know, and I agree. To all the pastors listening, you know, from a place of humility, I want to ask all of us to re-encourage each other to preach the word of faith. You know, all of us, you know, to really go back and say, man, has the world made us pull back a bit? You know, because pastors have been through a lot of disappointments, you know, and sometimes you don't even notice that it's affected you. And that's why I said, you know, my own eyesight was going and I wasn't even praying for myself to be healed. So I encourage all of us, if you are a pastor, let's go back to that believing in that radical God. If you are a close friend to a pastor, encourage your pastors, stand by them, share the testimonies. And you guys, a lot of you are guilty. You know, we pray for you, God comes through. You never come back to say, hey, God came through. But let me tell you, if God does not move, we get emails, we get WhatsApps, we get tagged online. You know, if some pastor is feeding people cockroaches somewhere, all of us will know about it. But guys, we've been so silent about the goodness of the Lord. That's not right. Believers, if you've got testimonies, tell everyone. Tell your grandmama, tell your mom, tell the friends, tell the people at school, tell the people at work, the goodness of the Lord, so that the world can see that God is good and his mercies endure it forever. Danny Van Billy saying goodbye. I love you guys. May God be with you. May God walk with you. But even more, may you hang on to him. I'm playing out with the song that is significant to what we just prayed for. Wherever you are, just take a moment. Just take a moment and allow the song to minister to you.